A cloud of tear gas hanging in the air outside the U.S. Embassy in Cairo as police try to keep angry Egyptians away from the American diplomatic mission. The protests have been sparked by a U.S.-made movie that insults Islam's prophet Muhammad. On Tuesday, Egyptians scaled the wall of the U.S. Embassy and brought down the American flag.
Everybody wants to express his or her own opinion that we will never accept that our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam might be humiliated. And this is against even freedom everywhere. Somebody said before me, freedom everywhere in the world, except for Muslim.
This video shows angry Yemenis storming the U.S. Embassy in Sana'a in protests at the anti-Islam American movie. The protesters have burnt diplomatic vehicles on the U.S. Embassy grounds before being driven out by the riot police. Similar rallies are underway in other parts of the world, including Iraq. But anti-U.S. protests have left fatalities in Libya. The U.S. ambassador to Libya and three other American diplomats were killed in an attack in the eastern city of Benghazi. In this photograph, first aired by Press TV, Ambassador Christopher Stevens is being carried away after the attack.
As you know, there's a dozen events recently, and the tinder is very dry in this region, especially in of course, Afghanistan, Pakistan, but Lebanon and Syria, that could ignite this region.
This is not the first time Islam is targeted by such sacrilegious acts in Western countries, particularly the U.S. Last year, an American pastor burned copies of Islam's holy book in Florida. Earlier this year, U.S. troops in Afghanistan burnt the Holy Quran. A few years before that, a Danish cartoonist's anti-Islam work sparked deadly protests across the world. Such acts of sacrilege are usually allowed by Western officials in the name of freedom of speech. But many in the Muslim world believe that they're deliberate and aimed at insulting their religion as part of a growing Islamophobic campaign.
Well, reactions are coming through, and you could see there in a breaking news form what Iran's leader has to say about this, in which, as evident on your screen, Zionists and the United States are number one culprit over anti-Islam film. That is the latest reaction that we're getting, and of course Iran's leader, those are his sentiments on this, as the reactions and protests keep continuing on this anti-Islam movie. We'll give you more, obviously, on these protests and reactions as soon as we get it. Muslims worldwide have been venting, as we've been saying, their anger over the production of this anti-Islam film in the U.S. The protests have also reached the Iranian capital, Tehran, where students have held a rally outside the Swiss embassy. Switzerland protects American interests in Iran.